When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Tom Brady has retired. Yes, again. This time he says, this time it's for good.
Yes, again.
But don't take my word for it. Here is Tom Brady, the video he posted on Instagram within the last hour. Here is Tom Brady.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
23 years in the NFL, 7 Super Bowl championships, 5 Super Bowl MVPs. It doesn't sound real. We're joined now by Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells. Morning, coach.
Good morning, Max. How you doing?
I mean, you know, trying to get our heads around the news. What's your reaction to Brady's retirement, coach?
We lost one of the great ones, you know, but it's time, and playing quarterback in the NFL can be hazardous to your health. And I don't know what point Tom realized that, but there's nothing left to do for him. And it's just he's had a magnificent career and conducted himself well. It's a real sense of accomplishment that he must have. He's terrific. I admire him.
Coach, how difficult is it, though, when the time comes to retire? Because you've done it a couple times and thought about getting back in it and in and out. How difficult is that process?
Well, you're absolutely right, Key. You know, the main thing is that in my case, I always viewed myself as a coach. And, you know, you get away from it for a little while and you relax and you got your energy level is up and you say, you know what? I can coach 30 or 40 more games. I can do this. And, you know, it kind of sucks you back in. And I use the term, it's like a narcotic. It really is, because it's hard to duplicate the feelings of exhilaration that you get and the dynamic action every Sunday at 1 o'clock. I mean, that's enough action for anybody when they kick it off. And, you know, as a player, it's something special. It's hard to give it up. It really is.
Bill, you've seen so many incredible things in your tenure and even that post-career. Is he the greatest quarterback? I'm not talking about accomplishments, but quarterback. Is he the greatest quarterback you've ever seen?
You know, I hate this greatest in different eras. He's certainly the greatest in this era. You know, I think there's some other quarterbacks. I wouldn't compare these eras because it's a different type of football. It's a different coverage and notoriety involved with it. He's certainly way, way up there. And you know, and he has the championships, and that means a lot, you know. But there's a guy, I'll go way back, and I'm not trying to be funny. There's a guy, Otto Graham, he won 10 championships in a row. Hmm. And nobody knows who he is now. But there have been some great quarterbacks, and certainly in this, the last couple decades, Tom's been the best.
You've also coached. You won Super Bowls. You've done it all, Coach. And you've also been in the booth. And Tom Brady is allegedly going to move into the booth here soon. How do you think he'll do at that job?
Well, you know, guys like him, and I put yourself in this category. When you put your name on something, you don't want it to be trashy. So when you're doing something that's in the public eye, people are prideful in how they do it. So I think he'll do it pretty well. As you know, television's a very fickle thing. You know, some people just fit it and some people don't fit it. And it doesn't have anything to do with ability. It's just sometimes the appeal is different for people. But I think he'll do well if he wants to. And if he exercises the same prideful effort that he did in football, he'll certainly do well.
Key, after doing everything he had to do for football, he's going to realize this job is stealing money. I mean, you can speak to
Max.
That, Key. Let's be honest, guys. Come on.
This is not working for a living. That guy, attention to detail, is off the charts.
Yeah.
That's going to translate.
Yeah, stop that. The head coach, Bill Parcells, Hall of Fame head coach, my head coach, someone who taught me a lot in life, is joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach, you also taught a guy in Sean Payton who is now taking over the Denver Broncos head coaching job in all operations, so to speak. Ultimately, why did Sean decide that the Bronco job, in your opinion, was the right fit for him?
Well, I haven't talked to Sean since he took the job, but I did talk to him just two days before he did, and I kind of got the idea that he was going to go that way. I think he likes the tradition of the franchise. They have been competitive generally over the course of their history. You know, they have a couple Super Bowls. They've been to the Super Bowl numerous times. And I think looking at the roster, I think he sees reasonably good defense. I think he sees a couple of good cornerbacks. You know, I know there's the question about Wilson, but Wilson has won. And, you know, I just think he probably felt that was the place for him. You know, I know he talked to some other people, and this just seemed to be the best fit. You know, Sean's an analytical guy. He's not just jumping, you know, just to jump. He probably put quite a bit of thought into this before he decided that Denver was the place.
Bill, you know, whenever I've spoken to you, like, I've always noticed that there's a vision that you see, and hearing Sean speak, it seems to be the same thing and the similarities between you two. But, you know, you can't speak for Sean and how he will handle it, but I'm curious how you, if you were named the head coach of the Denver Broncos, considering what they went through this past season with Russ, how would you handle, or how would you work on that relationship with Russell Wilson?
You won't be
where would you start? I feel like I know where you will go, Key, but I'm asking him now. I'm asking the GOAT. I'm asking Bill.
You know, the only thing that I think is very important is I don't think you can separate one player from the whole team. I don't think you can have privileged characters. I think you got to kind of unify your team. I don't want to say you don't treat everybody the same because they have different personalities, but you try to do what's right in every situation. And I just don't think you can say this guy's different than the others. And in my case, that's what I always try to do. And I'm not trying to embarrass this guy because he's sitting there, but one thing I loved about Keyshawn, he would do every dirty job you asked him to do. He would go crack linebackers. He would block defensive ends. He would do things that other receivers wouldn't do. And that's how I gained an admiration for him. as a player. And, you know, that's what happens. You all of a sudden, you wind up liking somebody because you see what he's willing to do to help you succeed.
Coach, we're talking to Bill Parcells here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. One of the names in the GOAT conversation for greatest coach of all time, won wherever he went. Coach, along those lines, Tom Brady retires. Obviously, he brought culture with him, but certainly had it with Belichick. And Sean Payton, Key was mentioning earlier, and Jay, we were talking about earlier, the importance of the relationship of ownership to the head coach and how that was important to Sean Payton, what he had in New Orleans. How important is that in your estimation, that ownership?
I think it's very, I think it's very important, Max. I think ownership, they have to have confidence in you, and you have to have confidence in them. That doesn't mean there's not going to be a conflict once in a while. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like in a family that you're going to have a little difference of opinion, but I think you have to have confidence in the ownership that they're willing to do what it takes to help you succeed, and vice versa. You're willing to do what, in your estimation, helps them succeed, and I think it's very important.
Bill Parcells, ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame coach and coach of my childhood, growing up watching the Giants. I know when Bill Parcells showed up, all of a sudden the Giants won a couple Super Bowls. Thank you, Coach, for coming on, as always.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. One thing for Jay. Jay, how about a little make him take him down McKay Park about 3 o'clock this afternoon? You up for that?
I'm down for that. I'm down for that, Bill.
Okay. All right. That's good. I'll see you there.
All right.
There it is, the big tuner. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yeah. Tom Brady.
I didn't know he knows that.
Retires.
So much. How does he know that?
Today. This time he says for good.
Like literally.
That's
wild. Key is telling Jay he knows. Parcells knows everything.
How does he know that?
He just knows everything.
He knows that. He just knows. He probably knows everything. Look, he probably had you followed by security and you didn't even know it.
One day on my phone it pops up Bill Parcells. I'm like, how did Bill get my. What's going on here? Wait a second.
It's unreal. You talk to players that Bill Parcells could just look at a guy for like 30 seconds, tell you everything he could do. Everything. Knew exactly what he was. So Tom Brady has retired and says he won't come back. You know, our reaction, your reaction, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Breaking news, Tom Brady has announced he is retiring.
I will bet you any amount of money this dude is done. It's done now. Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me last year what you think your chances of coming back, yeah, maybe. But it's time to move on.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Tom Brady has retired. Yes, he has retired again. 1 year ago today. He retired, though it was very clear at the time a year ago he was coming back. Like, I can tell you that at the time. This time, in a short, heartfelt statement in which he choked up several times, he was self-aware, saying, look, I know you only get one long kind of, you know, retirement speech, and I used mine up. But he was seemingly, you know, genuine and authentic, and it seems to me he is retired. Matt Cassel, former Patriots quarterback and Tom Brady's teammate, is with us now. Thanks for joining us, Matt, today. What's your reaction to Tom Brady's retirement?
Well, at first I was like, are we serious? Is this happening again, or is he going to come back in a month? But I think it's actually time this go around. I mean, he's had such an incredible career. He's going to be 46 this year, and I think that we probably had the same conversation this time last year when he retired his first time. But at the same time, you know, just the way that the season went and where his body's at and everything else, I just think it's actually time for him to hang him up and be grateful for, and us as fans and people and anybody that's ever enjoyed the sport, to be grateful for the time that we got to watch Tom Brady play this game.
Matt, what do you – because, you know, I didn't have a 15-year career, right? My career kind of ended quickly and shortly. But after a long, withstanding career, what do you think the most challenging aspect of retirement will be for Tom?
You know, I think it's that competitiveness. You never get that on-the-field, locker room competitiveness anywhere else that you go. I mean, the NFL is so unique. The brotherhood is so unique. That locker room, I mean, it's something that just keeps you young, right? That it energizes you on a daily basis. And when you leave the game, you miss that. You miss that camaraderie, you miss the bus trips, you miss the competition. And it takes time to adjust. I mean, and also the other part of it is just time and scheduling and stuff like that. He's probably never had to do his own schedule, I'm saying, in the middle of a season for 6 months ever, right? Nobody's telling you when to go work out. Nobody's telling you when to do this. So you have to, at some point, you know, get yourself out of the mode of football. Because I still, even to this day, being retired after 3 years, 4 years now, I'm still in football seasons, right? I got to get ready for OTAs. It's got to, like, start working out, and my mind still operates that way. It's just kind of crazy how you have to make the adjustment. But I think for him, it's the competition.
When you look at it, though, for Tom, who's accomplished so much, as you said, Matt, in his career, what do you think, as a guy who retired, as well as myself, what do you think has gone through his mind, I guess, over the last 24 hours or so before he made this announcement?
You know, it's a great point, because I think everybody, for him, it's been a tough decision, because you know that he can still play, and he loves this game so much. And there's only one reason why he's still playing at the age of 45. It's because he's the ultimate competitor. It's because he loves the game of football. And I think the tough part for him is coming to grips with knowing that it's going to be over, and also knowing the fact that that's going to be final, right? That he's not going to get an opportunity to go back out there and compete, because I know that that's the thing that he loved most, was those Sundays of walking on that football field and competing. Mm.
Tom Brady retires today. We are reacting to it. You will see it throughout the sports world, especially here on ESPN and all the platforms, a lot of reaction to Tom Brady's retirement. So, and whether it's real this time, people will be skeptical, because last time it wasn't. I think this feels different. He was coming off leading the league in everything last year when he suddenly retired, apparently for the wrong reasons, and it was seen pretty clear he was coming back, and he did shortly thereafter. And this time feels a little different. Go ahead, Jay.
So one of the things I pitched about is I spent a lot of time going through life kind of reflecting on what could have been. Do you think there's any aspect, and just take a stab at it, Matt, any aspect of Tom that would think, you know, what if he were to walk away from the game last year, and maybe a lot of this stuff that has occurred over the course of this season, family-wise, personally, may not have occurred? You think he spent any time thinking about that?
I'm sure that it's been difficult. I'm also know that it wasn't just, he's probably not just reflecting about that now, but he's also probably reflecting about that throughout that off season and leading up to going into this last season, because obviously he left camp for an extended period of time, which was uncommon for him, because once he's in go mode, he's in go mode. And you know, you always have to answer those questions, and you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, is this the right decision? And now that you, when you actually get done and you're out of the league and all that stuff and you've retired, I think that that's when that self-reflection starts and everything else. But I don't think it's all personal and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think that also I remember talking to him all the time, and the one thing that he would bring up is the Super Bowls that he lost, not as much as the Super Bowls that he won, because he was mad that we didn't win those. You know, I mean, it's just, it's fascinating how his mind operated on a day-to-day basis, and also what the longevity of that career and all of his accomplishments and everything else, and all the people that he had brought along the way.
Hey, Matt, so real quick, I know he's potentially going into the booth as reported. I'm going to ask you a tricky question, because I know you quarterbacks don't like to talk about other quarterbacks. So he's going in the booth. So you got Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, Tony Romo, Rich Gannon, Trent Green, all those guys at the quarterback spot. Where do you think he'll rank in calling games in the booth amongst those guys?
That's a great question right there. I mean, I know Rich has been doing it forever. Aikman's been doing it forever. Romo's obviously now established himself. So I think it takes a little bit of time to establish who you are as an analyst, and especially in that platform, because as you saw, like a guy like Jason Witten goes in there, and he's one of the smartest football players I've ever played with. I played with him in Dallas. You've been around him, Key. I mean, he's just an incredible person and knows the game of football in and out, but sometimes that doesn't translate as much to the booth. And also who you're paired up with, right? And I think that Tom knows the game in and out, and he can articulate those thoughts and what he sees, and I think he'll be outstanding at it and be able to give the audience a great understanding for what's taking place on the field. But I think also the other aspect to that and having a successful booth is who you're paired up with and who your play-by-play guy is. And I think that goes hand in hand. And that's what we kind of talk about, of that marriage and teamwork in that industry. That makes a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Matt Castle, former
Patriots
quarterback. And
that's still an answer.
He's trying to put you in the spot.
Right, Matt, you still didn't get an answer.
That's true. I did exactly what you said I was going to do. Okay, he ranks dead last, and he's got to work his way back up.
There you go, Matt.
There it is.
There's a polarizing take.
There it is.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Matt. Appreciate it.
Put that one out on Twitter. Put that out on KJM Twitter. He's last.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Dead last, Tom Brady, Castle says. That's it.
All right, Matt.
All right, boys. I'll see you. Yeah.
I have a bold prediction, guys. We're going to be talking a lot about Tom Brady today across all the ESPN platforms.
I could get rid of some of these people that I got here.
Tom Brady retires. But that's not the only thing that's going on. Why has Jalen Hurts taken the step he's taken this year?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Brock Purdy has been taken out of the game.
Oh, no.
Josh Johnson, the veteran, is in to play quarterback.
Hurts again under center. He sneaks, he pushes, and he is in. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts. By the final score, the Eagles 31, the 49ers 7. Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Jalen Hurts, everything you want in a quarterback, one of the very best in the NFL. Can do it all. Throw that ball down the field. Ooh, can he spin it? Sees that in the middle of the field, runs, of course. leads, works. He's what you want in a quarterback. And on this show, we have pointed out oftentimes a lot of that leadership. Because it's hard to say what's the number one component of him as a quarterback. Is it the leadership? Is it the reading a defense? Is it the running? Is it the deep ball? Is it the work ethic? What is it? But one thing that is unsurprising is that he is a coach's kid. He's the son of a coach. And we've mentioned that so often. Oh, you know, yeah, his dad coach.
Yeah.
Why don't we have his dad on the show? Avrion Hertz, Jalen Hertz' father, joins us now. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening, Coach?
How you doing, man?
How y'all doing today?
Man, I'm just glad to get you on the show finally so I can let you know that your son is my favorite quarterback in the National Football League. I was being told for 2 seasons that Jalen Hurts needed to work on a lot, as if I didn't know that. But he also was going to be just the guy, and he's proven a whole lot of people wrong about where his career is now as a proud father. How do you feel, Coach, about where he is headed to the Super Bowl, and it all started with you?
It's truly a blessing. You know, what I tell people, I'm happy for him because I know how hard he worked. You know, I know how diligent he was at his craft. And so for him to reap the benefits of the rewards right now with his teammates is just, you know, a blessing from God first and foremost. And, you know, and so me and his mother just happy to, you know, we're happy he just pulled the family along for the ride.
Coach, let me ask you something, man. As it relates to Jalen, watching him go through some of the challenges that he had at Alabama and Oklahoma, just take me back to that for a second, because Key was talking about yesterday how at first it was like, hey, look, you committed to something, you're going to stay a part of it until it's time for you to go somewhere. Talk about that commitment to the process that I think a lot of kids these days, you know, we live in an era where if it's hard, people just quit. They're out. You know, we see that with retention rates of companies, things of that sort. What goes into how you have spoken to your son about how to stick through the tough times and how to learn and extract the lessons from those experiences?
You know, I'll say first, as a coach, we've always told kids, you know, when it gets tough and, you know, you want to quit, it's like, okay, that becomes something that's easy to do in life. You know, so you got to learn how to stick out certain things. You know, in his situation, it was a you know, everyone knows, yeah, he left Alabama. And, you know, the thing that I tell people, he didn't leave Alabama because he wasn't playing. He left Alabama because he was used to playing. And so, you know, and there's a difference in there, you know, and I think you guys, you know, can understand what I'm saying. But it's just a deal where you have to go out and God puts different things in your path. You know, he has been prepared for a journey for a long time. I don't know what the journey was, but he's just getting prepared for it. And then once you get to it, then you realize, okay, you know, we've talked about these things, you know, unknowing that we were talking about it in a football sense or things that keep you going in football, but, you know, it just happened to be what it was. So it's, you know, him going through it was just something that, you know, and I used to always tell him, you know, this is something you're going through, not stuck in, you know, so when you come out of it, you're usually a little stronger. And so that's kind of what he's done.
How much, Coach, do you talk to him in the off season about working on the little things to get better? Because during the season, you got your own thing, and he has coaches that have paid a lot of money to coach him. So I know you as a coach knows not to get in way of that. But in the off season, how much are you working with him on certain things, film study, mechanics, things of that nature?
You know, real talk, they make a whole lot more money than I do to coaching. So I let them handle that. The work ethic is already there.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he needs to do. And he does a really, really good job of, you know, he'll sit down and, you know, he'll talk to people and, you know, hey, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. And, you know, he's very diligent about it. You know, the person that you see, that's him. You know, he is, you know, when it comes to football, he's not going to let a lot of things get involved that would deter him from what he wants. And so as for me, I don't have to tell him to go do something. You know, I've never done that. It's kind of like, you know, you figure it out. Not figure it out, but he understands, okay, I need to work on this. You know, last year's deal was and he ties arms to his feet. You know, so, you know, he went and worked on it. And so, you know, now you come back, you know, and I agree with what you said, you know, Key, earlier. You know, the thing is the kid can throw a football. I don't think you get to go to Alabama if you can't throw. You know, and having coached him, I've seen him make those throws. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, you got to get to a point where you're comfortable, you know, and you go take care of your business. But, you know, I'm a big believer in when it slows down from the neck up, everything else speeds up. And for that to happen, you got to have the consistency in the same system. And this is the first year he's been in the same system for more than 1 year with the same person in his ear, really. And so that was, you know, one of the biggest differences is that, you know, you're coming back and you're not you're not learning a new playbook. You're coming back going over things you learned last year and adding on. So that's the big blessing.
Talking to Avrion Hurts, that's Jalen Hurts' father. Coach, it's funny because I was thinking I could see from the play calling early in the Giants game, wait a minute, he's not 100%. Oh, my Giants have a chance. And then it was like by the second play of the game when he completed that pass down the field, he's just got so many ways to beat you. And then I started thinking, what is Jalen Hurts' best attribute? And I started going back and forth. It's hard to say, but I think I settled on something you mentioned, the work ethic, because he has made improvements every step of the way. What would you say your son's best attribute is as a quarterback?
I mean, I'd say his mental capacity. And I say that from the standpoint that, you know, in a 6-year period, he had seven, you know, offensive coordinators. He's learned multiple offenses each year. You know, at Bama, when it changed, it didn't change a lot. Coach Saban kept the verbiage the same so he could understand what was going on. But each coordinator brought in different stuff. And so then when you leave that and you go to OU with Coach Riley, well, Lincoln's, you know, that was a whole different animal. And so, but he was able to learn it and he performed well in them.
Yes.
And so now you get into the league, you know, you got Coach Peterson the first year. So you're going through that. Then you turn now, you got Coach Sirianni in. And so, but each year, you know, he performed well. Maybe not, you know, he wasn't beating the world down all the time with it. But he performed well enough to be there, you know. And so I think that I guess this year, you know, he kind of answered all those questions on if, you know, if he could play or not.
Hey, Coach, over your left shoulder, man, you got a play up on that chalkboard. Is that effective? Is that play really effective, man? Is that what is that? I'm sitting here. It looked like all go to me. That's what it looked like. It looked pretty like much. Four verts, but I don't know.
Pretty much, you sneak Z out there late, so everybody didn't clear it out for him. You know, I had a coach come in here and draw it up for me. You know, he saw the board was empty, so you need to run this next year. Okay. Now, hopefully everybody ain't watching so they don't, you know.
They don't know you're still.
It. No, I'll tell you right now. Yeah. It looked like four vertical. It looks like a four vertical. It could be the two high or a single. And if it's not there, the dude in the middle, just check it down right in the middle on a late leak right there at about 8 yards and dump it to him.
Oh, no, he's late leaking. But, see, you know, even if it's Tampa 2, you know, that mic is going to carry by then, so there's nobody there. It's like a sucker play.
No, it is. That's what
hey,
I was
Coach,
looking at.
One last thing before you leave, because I know we're running up against it. And sometimes we all have this feeling as professional athletes, you know, and I have three kids now. I wonder what that feeling would be like for me as a father. You ever imagine that your son's going to be a $300 million type player?
Man, what? He's allowed to think about it. Leave that alone, man.
Well, I'm going to ask you.
Because the coach ain't thinking about the money.
I'm thinking about the game. I'm worried about. Look, I'm just happy that he got to get up and go to work this week.
All right, baby. All right, you're right.
But I will tell you guys this: that I wake up to y'all every morning.
Well, I appreciate
it. All right, man. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. I'm glad.
So we gonna talk the $300 million into existence for y'all. So
no, I said 400.
You said 400.
I said 360 fully guaranteed.
I thought you said 260.
He's about to
no, it goes up.
It goes
that's
up now.
Sure.
Each week
it goes up.
Okay.
Better be a brand new car in Dad's driveway.
No, a truck. It ain't going to be a
and
car.
And a house and a new driveway is on top of that.
No, Dad wants to keep the same house he grew up in.
Oh, is that right?
Like, yeah, he ain't not looking for that.
Don't get caught up in
no,
that.
No, he ain't getting caught. Coach, that's you, Max.
That.
You're the one
that's
looking
right.
to do
you
that.
If my kid got a $250 million contract in the NFL, your dad might
man.
Want a new house.
We ain't doing that, man.
That's why I'm not a coach.
Hey,
thanks,
good
Coach.
Good luck to you, man. Good luck to you and your son.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you all very much. Thank you all for having me.
All right.
That's what's up.
Jalen Hurts. That is Jalen Hurts.
You
want
to spend the man money? You want to ask the man about his son money?
I'm just, come on, man. I'm just speaking
when
into existence.
When you hear us talk about, yeah, his dad was his coach's son. That's the coach. That's his dad. So now you know him.
You ain't going to ask. Never mind. You ain't going to ask so-and-so daddy that.
Tom Brady has retired.
He has?
Again. Is it real this time? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Within the last 2 hours, Tom Brady posted to Instagram and then reposted on Twitter his retirement. Yes, he retired last year, same day, and came back shortly thereafter.
Was it the same time?
That's a good question. I don't know.
6 a.m., same time.
Same time.
I just made that up. I don't know. Same day.
Okay.
Same day. It wasn't 6 a.m. He announced around 8 something.
Yeah, it's the same day, though.
No, it's
6 a.m. somewhere.
Black
Keith.
History Month, Tom.
Jeez, Jay.
What? Come on.
Not on black. Not on the
two
first
years
day
in
black
a row,
history.
Tom.
Hey, Jay. Two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. Two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl in a state that refused to recognize Martin Luther King Day at first, and Tom Brady retires on that. No, really. But it does feel like
he hijacked us instead of the championship week. Is that what you're trying to say,
Jay? That's what I'm talking about. WNBA free agency. What's going on?
Yates. Do you have
otherwise, that would have led the show,
man. He could have did it yesterday. He could have went to the beach yesterday, did the same joint, would have been cool.
Or tomorrow.
No. Yesterday.
Oh, so you just yesterday. Said you throughout the whole month
is what you said.
Or he could have held off until next month.
All we're trying to do is build some kind of momentum, and now it's lost.
Thanks, Thomas.
Oh, God, you guys. Max,
Max, are you scared right now?
Because all we just
scared?
Look, Max, we just used one of our 28 days.
Okay. That's it. You burnt one of your 28 days.
The shortest month of the year.
It's now 27 days. You need a leap year just to make it even now.
Jeez.
Tom Brady retires. Here's the announcement.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
It seems genuine to me, and it seems like now, you know, when he first made the announcement last year, guys, he was talking about the sacrifice his family had made for him, and now he has to sacrifice for them. And I thought, no, that's not going to last because that's the wrong reason.
You said that. You kept saying it.
That's the wrong reason, because what that means is, man, I still love this. I can still do this. I have to give it up for someone else, right?
He's not saying that now.
No, he's not saying that now, guys.
Well, he played, He played it, right? He played it, and it didn't go so well, and to try to run it back one more year, even though, you know, we all week long kept saying, if he plays, these are the spots for him. But in the back of my mind, I always say he can't.
Well, that's why I asked the question, Max. And I know that, you know, you got to play for yourself. But realistically, man, you're looking back at this year and it's like, okay, like I know I had to go out on my terms, but damn. You know what I mean?
Well, they won the division, but
yeah, okay, under, so look, they finished under 500.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that's still a good thing. They won the division, they went to the playoffs. That's a high note.
Look, though, man, right? Stop, Key. I mean, I look at my college career, right, by saying, man, the two times that we lost in the NCAA tournament were to two people that got to the two teams that got to the championship game. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about that before I talk about winning a chip. We had, who was it? Matt Castle was on here talking about all the times he spoke to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He speaks about the losses. Championship games he's lost instead of the ones he.
You do.
I don't know if Tom's looking at 5 and 6 winning division as like, oh, this year was a success.
Yeah, I talk about.
No way.
I talk about losing to Philly in the playoffs, and I talk about losing in the AFC Championship game to Denver. I don't really talk about it. I mean, Super Bowl is a Super Bowl, big deal. I know I won that, but it's all the what ifs. What could I have done better? What could we done better to advance? But in the end, he's got so much.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got so much. There's nothing else to chase. Like, what is there to chase? His son is trying to play the quarterback position. How great would it be for his dad to actually be there on those Friday, Saturday nights instead of traveling to go play a football game or trying to go to a game and fly back? And you know, you don't want to do that.
No, I hear you.
You don't
want
to do that.
Jay, by the way, I just got off the phone with the White Council, and tomorrow we're announcing that Peyton Manning is coming back for the second day of Black History Month.
What?
Second day of Black History Month, we're going to announce that Peyton Manning is coming back.
Stop. I don't feel like having Jay screenshot me some Twitter nonsense because you guys are playing around with Black History Month. I don't feel
I'm not playing around with Black History Month.
Jay just mentioned it's day one.
No, not you. Know.
Oh, he's talking
about you guys.
Oh, you guys.
You got you. What's it called?
Well, it's not really you.
You people. The name of the show, boy.
It's you people.
I mean,
the
Netflix of the movie.
In the movie. Yes.
Yeah, be careful, Max.
That's talking about
the name
of
a movie.
Jail car free.
Yeah, but
now you people know the movie. You know the movie on Netflix.
You had to see the producers when you start saying you this and that. They eyebrows and they start moving around, getting fidgety in the locker room,
start to sweat.
Oh God, you got to see him, Max. You can't see him.
Start to search.
Everybody put
zones.
Their hands up. Say, hold on, slow
down.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, the movie. Okay,
you guys are getting too loose and having too much fun.
Fun police.
Calm down, boys.
On, I was Max, already typing the apology on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah, already typing an apology. But Tom Brady is retiring, and I think it's for good. Now I want to really honestly know, what are the San Francisco 49ers going to do, and who are they going to turn to, and what happens to the New York Jets? Is there a real play for Aaron Rodgers in this situation? What domino effect does Tom Brady's retirement have for the rest of the quarterback landscape?
Well, number one, Aaron Rodgers, the price tag, the ass has to go up now. I mean, if you're Green Bay, you can get more compensation, right?
But there's only a handful of teams anyway.
Just take Tom Brady off the board, though.
But there's only a handful of teams. Like, there's maybe a Washington Commanders. There is possibly a Miami Dolphin. San Francisco's not good. They don't have anything. They don't have any money. They don't have nothing.
You'd be surprised, though, what could happen. Like, I wonder. I've always thought maybe San Francisco, as I said yesterday, parked some draft capital in Trey Lance, thinking maybe he would be a desirable trade option eventually, but then you'd also have to work out the money. And
I'd rather have Jordan Love
than trade. Yeah, I hear you.
If I'm trading for somebody, at least I saw some.
Yeah,
Jordan Love. I ain't seen anything of Trey Lance.
So this will be the number one story across the sports world today. The greatest who ever did it has retired.
Yes.
Apparently, he believes at this moment for good.
And I'm going to be on NFL Live later on today at 4 o'clock, so I got to come up with some Tom Brady stuff between now and then.
Man, you got a Hall of Fame career since I predicted the cliff. Keyshawn,
he should have changed his numbers. He could have been like Kobe, retired two numbers.
ESPN Radio, Greeny coming up. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.